We are now joined by William Byron, driver of the number 24 Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet. If you have a question for William, please raise your hand and we will get a mic over to you. We'll go right back there.
Morning, William. James Harris, Toyota's Race Week. I just talked to Jimmy Johnson about how the playoffs have changed since he was terrorizing NASCAR. Now it's much more complicated to string together championships like he did. NASCAR obviously doing that for the competitive balance and helping the sport. What's your take on it? Are you happy with where things are at? Do you think it's best the way that they have it now versus the way they had it then?
It's just the format that I've always raced in. So I don't know any different. That's how we've always done it. It's just the first year I was in trucks, they didn't have the playoff points, and then a lot of people said they created the playoff points because of us and having that motor issue at Phoenix that ultimately took us out because we had a dominant year and get to the end and we were even playing field with the eighth seed and we got eliminated. So I think the playoff points are a good thing, but I don't know any different. I think it's just the format and the nature of it is very intense, very stressful. But I think that's what you want in sports, really, is to have something that really challenges everyone. So I feel like the way it is brings out those dramatic moments. If I were a fan, that's what I would like to see. As a competitor, you do have to take it with a grain of salt, knowing that, you know, really it's all about Phoenix. And so you've just got to prepare that way and know that that's the case and try to bring your best stuff then. I've seen talk about doing a three-race format for the championship. I mean, if that's the direction they went, I wouldn't be opposed, but I'm just going to race in whatever format it is, and I'm not going to worry about what I can't control.
We're going to go right over there and then up to Lee.
Caleb Hussle, SpeedwayDigest.com. William, this race excuse me, this race has been primarily ran in the fall, and now it's moved up to the spring. How much difference is it going to be, you know, in the racing? I mean, it's still going to be pretty decently warm outside, but how much does the temperature change and all that take an effect?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest difference is I can't watch the Masters, so that's about it. Really, it's kind of back to how it was, you know, my first couple years in Cup when we would come here, and I guess we'd race here twice a year, but we would come here around this weekend, and it was, I mean, the track is just a little bit cooler. The last few times we've been here, it's been scorching hot. I mean, ridiculous, like 100 plus and day race. So I'm sure this will be a lot more pleasant for the fans, you know, watching in the stands, because that race in the fall was definitely brutal. And I just think that, you know, it'll be a better overall thing for everyone. But for us on track temp and everything, I mean, I don't think it changes a whole lot. The track was really greasy when it was 100 plus to start, but then it would gain grip. I feel like it'll probably just have more grip to start, but this place is treacherous, and it just has, you know, a lot of different traits than a lot of mile and a halfs.
Lee Spencer, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio and CatchFriends.com. Curious, what was your biggest takeaway from last weekend? What's your best memory or something that followed it? Because it was just so big for the sport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, it just felt like a full circle moment, just with all the history at Martinsville, with being in the 24, with Jeff, having Jeff there and talking to Rick on the phone and then going to celebrate with him on Monday. We did a little photo op at his house, which was awesome to see him. It's been a few weeks. And just, I think just the history that Hendrick has and just seeing all the people there, it just was a full circle moment, I think, and just really a family atmosphere to have everyone there to celebrate. It was just awesome. So glad that we could win. I was really glad to see, like, all of us running so well. Those cars were awesome looking, and I felt like the Ruby Red schemes were always, like, in and around the top six, and then at the end we just all kind of had this sea of red at the front. So that was pretty neat. You don't see that often in modern-day cup racing, to have, you know, three cars in the top three like that and four of us in the top, you know, six or seven. So just was pretty amazing.
So you mentioned the Masters. Have you been to Augusta and watched it live? Do you play golf? And if so, what's your handicap?
Yeah, I have. I haven't been that into golf lately, but I did play this week a little bit. But I love the Masters. I've been once or twice, and it's just a very special place and just has that kind of history behind it and that aura when you walk in. So it's really cool. It's comparable to some of the racetracks we go to that have a lot of history, and I think it's just a special event. I like the way that how fan-friendly it is and everything. I was around an 8 handicap, but I'm probably like a 10 or a 12 right now because I haven't played in months. I don't know. I think Scheffler, he's got the best mindset out there, I think. He's just very solid, and he can shape the ball really well.
We're going to go to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net. What was it like last week after, Mr. Hendrick couldn't be there at the track, so when y'all got back to the shop and, things kind of, I guess ramped up for the celebration, what was that like, and getting that win on the way you did it?
It was really cool. I mean, just to got a chance to see him at his house, and just he and Linda and how excited they were. Linda was taking photos on her phone, and she was so excited. So it was really neat to share that with them, and just the history, like I said, the history of our company and everything that they've accomplished. It was something that we haven't done before, so that was cool.
And also, you're doing pretty darn good this year, and you've shown in the past you do that. But I asked you, I guess last year, about being a favorite. I guess when we were in Vegas, you said you didn't think you were, but I mean, all last week on social media, on satellite radio, people were saying, you're the guy to watch for this season to make the Final Four and possibly win the championship. Does any of that this early in the season even play into your factoring?
Not really. Like I said, with this format, I feel like it's the nature of the beast. You got to keep accumulating the playoff points and try to get to the end of the season with your best performances. So, I mean, for us, it's great to win races. It's awesome to lead some of those categories, but we have a lot of work to do. And I feel like the days that we've been on, we've been really on. And then we've had a few solid days as well. But we just got to execute every week. That's really what I want to put together, is consistent weeks. And we've started to do that the last three, I guess. And we just want those bad days to be ninth or 10th, and those good days to still have the win. So it's just a tough sport. Everyone's really good. And we don't know what we'll have when we unload here. We feel like we have a good idea, but you never know kind of what the weekend's going to be like. Mm-hmm.
William, Chance Lancaster, Amarillo Motorsports Power Hour. You started off last year very similar to this year, really, really hot. Went to the championship round this year, again, really hot. What is it about this next-gen car that seems to fit your driving style better in the details? It seems like you and Rudy are really, really clicking, and a lot of talk and dynamic, like you guys are the next Jimmy and Chad Knaus. Can you take us through that?
Yeah, so I thought a lot about that because I'd seen some talk about that, and I do think the next-gen car has been a good reset for us. But when Rudy came in 2021, we won the third race of the year on a mile and a half, and then we had like 13 or 14 straight top 10. So we've had speed since he's kind of come on board, and we've had that chemistry. And I thought there were a lot of races that we could have won that year in 21 that we didn't close the deal all the way through the playoffs. The round of eight, we had a 3.0 average finish. So the next gen car was just a good reset for us to go in and have a clean slate. And we really attacked it head on. There's a little bit of discomfort early on when we were testing the car because we just weren't sure how it was going to go. But we just kind of took that challenge. And we had speed at the first few tests that we had at Charlotte, and then the short track test at Phoenix as well. We had pretty good speed, and then we just hit the ground running when we started with that car. And then I think, you just work with what you have. So the next-gen car has continued to evolve. The competition's closer than ever, so I feel like attention to detail has been really where we could, put our focus. So just feel like we've adapted to it, but like I said, when he came on board and we started to click, we had a lot of success, and we just had to use this car as kind of a platform to keep that going.
We'll go to Eric.
Hello. Eric Serita, Game Day Productions. Those new Toyotas came out. What's your impression running against those guys?
I just worry about the Chevy I'm in, so I don't care. I mean, we just race against our competition and just try to make the most of it. I mean, obviously they have a lot of speed. They had pretty good speed at Vegas, but they were really good at Phoenix and the short tracks, and we had a lot of work to do. So feel like you never know what's going to happen here. I mean, the Fords could be strong. We could be really good again. You just don't know. So you just got to go out there and see.
What's an up-and-coming driver you believe has the brightest future?
I don't know. It's so hard to tell until they get to the cup level and kind of, you know, put the work in that it takes to be good. But I don't know. There's a few out there. I think Corey Heim's doing a good job. I think he has a good good approach, good mindset. He races clean, but races hard and gets the positions he needs to, but doesn't make a lot of mistakes. So, yeah.
We'll go right up here.
Clint Brake, Bill, Next Star Media. Question from our sister station in Birmingham, just a look-ahead spot for Talladega. Can you talk about that race, a place that you've had success recently?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you go to Talladega, it's pretty unpredictable. You don't know what's going to happen, but our drafting has been pretty good, but you never know how much, you know, you don't want your luck to run out in a sense, so you just got to be a good pusher, got to be able to get pushed well, do all the little things right. You know, I think we know in the Cup Series who the good drafters are, and there's a few out there to try to work with and be around, and just try to have a solid weekend. You can't really control the result there, but you can try to get some good stage points and try to be a good drafter and learn, you know, because that race in the playoffs is huge.
We'll take our final question from Cameron.
Cameron Richardson, NASCAR.com. William, it seems that the more and more you win, the more those comparisons to Gordon grow. So as you continue in your career and win more, how do you go about establishing William Byron, the brand?
Yeah, I mean, we're already working towards it. I mean, Jeff, I was put into Jeff's car, and that was a lot of pressure. And we had to kind of make it our own. So I feel like Jeff is a great mentor and a great asset for our team, and we use him a lot in different ways and talking him off the track. But he's made it known when I got in the car that it's my own, and we kind of built the team that way with the people and all that we have on our team. So it just, I think I get that question a lot, but it's just about trying to focus on what we can do, and hopefully the fans like that, and it seems like we've gotten a lot of support lately, so hopefully the old 24 fans can kind of, adapt and grow with us.
All right, thanks for the time, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.